This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com offers convenient mobile tire installation in many areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. Learn more at TireRack.com.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Clickbait. Like always, we got Bachelor Nation Breakdown, Clickbait of the Week. We are going to recap the episode this week, like always. I have four main points: Charity's date, Kat versus Brooklyn, Jess's exit, and Ariel. So we're going to talk about all that. We have Katie coming on. If you've watched this season, she seems to be a front runner. And then my very special guest co-host, Aaron Clancy, is here. Aaron, what's up?
What's going on, Joe? Good to see you, man.
What do you think about that intro? That was pretty clean, huh?
Dude, that was clean. Grow Joe on the mic, dude.
What's up? What's new? Where are you living? How's life?
Life is good. I can't really complain. Still in San Diego, obviously. Can't beat the weather. It's better than, where are you? New York.
Going to Toronto later, but New York.
Yeah, so you exclusively stay wherever it's cold, it seems like. But yeah, it's great out. It's great out here. Can't complain.
Okay, what, we're going to talk about your love life in a second, because this is also a love podcast. But what's going on with work? What are you doing?
So that's more like sales, that's what my, I went to school for business, but a lot of social media stuff. Nothing too exciting there. So don't want to stick on that, but.
Okay, so you're unemployed. That's fine. We all are.
Between things. So funny. If you want to Venmo me anything, I got you.
I'm right with you, buddy. I actually
peddle sauce. So
nice. I actually need a salesman. Sales are slow right now. What is going on with your love life? You going out, you dating, you're on any dating apps, bars, you and James? Well, James is in a committed relationship.
For sure. I don't want to say anything too official right now, but I'm seeing someone and things are going really, really good. Super happy, actually. I'm probably the happiest I've been.
You're glowing right now. You can't even say it without giggling. I love it.
Yeah, that's actually the ring. That's the ring light.
Okay, where did you meet her?
Friend of a friend. Yeah, okay. super talented.
In what aspect? Yeah. Just life?
It'll kind of give too much away, but she's an artist.
Okay. Interesting. Would I know this person?
Probably not, but you should, because I'll be in the front row. I'm her number one fan. I'll be like, you go, baby, holding a big sign, you know?
Okay. All right. I love this. This is good. Where did you have a first date? Did you take her anywhere? How'd that go down?
Yeah, the first date, it's funny because I wasn't really planning on it being a date. It was more of like just meeting this person, but just got a few beers and then it was more casual. And then once I started really liking her, I was like, okay, I gotta do this right. So I took her to a nice a restaurant out here in SD called Island Prime. It's like a steak lobster type place right on the water. So, I did it right for sure.
Big shot. I love it. Okay. Yeah. Is she aware of your stint on The Bachelor Bachelor in Paradise? She knows about all that.
She knows about my horrific failures on national TV. So yeah, for sure.
And if she's okay with that, then I feel like she could be the one.
Yeah, 1,000% I agree. And I'm even worse in real life, so.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. all right, let's start with the Bachelor Nation breakdown. I'm also, after the show, you're going to tell me who she is because I want to know.
I got you.
Okay. Number one, Kaylin Miller-Keys opens up about Dean wanting to get a vasectomy. So Dean basically came out and or told Kaylin that he wants to get a vasectomy because he doesn't think it's fair that women have to use birth control and it's a double standard and whatnot. So, I mean, hey, good for him. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, good for him. As long as he can reverse it, if, you know, yeah, there's no issues there.
Well, that's the thing, that you could reverse it. So he'll reverse it when they're ready to have kids. But the point is they're not ready to have kids yet.
Is the reversal rate 100%? Or is there any risk of like one day it failing? But then I don't know. I don't want to pull up the stats, but that would be the only issue.
I mean, I agree. And I'm going to be honest with you and all our listeners. I've never looked into this.
Maybe it leaves a horrific scar, you know? Maybe there's some superficial type issues.
It's essentially like a man getting his tubes tied, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can you reverse tubes?
I think you could. Oh, man. There's going to be a lot of people talking shit about this episode. I think you could reverse tubes. Regardless, I don't know. I don't want to go. Tubes. I personally don't want to go under the knife unless it's completely unless I have to, you know?
Yeah. Like if you wanted to get like cut up, like that would be weirder. Than not if, wanting to, right?
Yeah, that would be if you, I guess, like, yes.
Seems great, Dean. You know, do it.
Yeah, listen, hey, whatever makes them happy, I'm all for it. They seem to be on the fence. They want to have kids. They don't know yet. But they're a lovely couple, and they're getting married this year. So whatever floats your boat, that's how I look at it.
And if birth control has an especially bad effect on Kaylin, then, you know. Great.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So love that for them. Okay. Bachelor Nation breakdown number two. Jason and Molly celebrate lucky number 13 years of marriage. Jason was on the 13th Bachelor. So there you go. That is a Bachelor success.
Let's go. The minority, but, you know, hey, that's great. Yeah.
Did you go into this? Did you think you were going to be a success, or did you think it was going to end up the way it ended up?
So I didn't think it was going to end up the way it ended up. Like I said to the producers right when I was initially had that interview from The Bachelorette, I said, you know, I've met a lot of people on this planet. I've not fallen in love with almost all of them. So I don't know if it's super likely, but hopefully it happens. And they're like, hey, that's brutally honest. We love it. You know, that's how I made it. I attribute my success to that.
you're just a good, honest guy, Aaron. What can we say?
Okay, the way you said that made it seem like you don't think I am, but I am. I appreciate it.
You are an honest guy. You are. Do you think you were more hopeful going into Paradise the first time or the second time?
So I was super hopeful the second time.
Yeah.
Which is funny because that I feel like ended up much worse. But super hopeful. I think dating after the show can be kind of hard because things kind of get diluted a little bit. You meet a lot more people. I feel like I feel like their intentions are less clear sometimes. I was really hopeful to, I guess, date someone in the same kind of sphere of Bachelor Nation just because it was, I guess I'd be more easily understood by them, so to speak. But didn't work out.
Well, Jason Mesnick and Molly, they have been together for 13 years. So congrats. I wonder if the success rate was higher before social media. Cause I do think social media has played a part in a lot of it. I don't know. I guess we'll never know. But congrats to them.
Was there a wrong reasons type narrative before social media? Was that ever a thing?
I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure just being on television, you're kind of there for the wrong reasons. And I think like with like Bachelorette and The Bachelor, you know, if you go on and you're not super into the lead, you don't necessarily want to go home, right? So you end up staying anyways, and then I guess you are there for technically the wrong reasons, but what are you supposed to do?
I guess there's like magazines, right? Like tabloids and stuff. So maybe they want you to be.
It could be an OK magazine or People, whatever.
That was always the dream, dude, back in the day.
I'm still dreaming to be on the cover of a magazine. Okay. Bonus, the cast. I actually did see this before it was even brought up to us for this podcast. I saw it on Rachel Lindsay's Instagram. She was working the red carpet at the SAG Awards, and the cast of White Lotus like fangirled over her. She's like, "Oh my God, you're Rachel. You were the Bachelorette." Very cool. If you watch White Lotus season 2, great show. And all those actors are extremely talented. Did you see that?
I was obsessed with White Lotus. I'm not going to lie. I loved it.
I think you would be great in the show.
In the show? I also think I would be great in the show. Yeah. I feel like it's perfect for me.
Well, do you know, so Mike White, the creator of the show, he did School of Rock, but he was, I guess he was obsessed with, what's the show? You're on an island and you got a last Survivor. He was obsessed with Survivor, so then he went on Survivor. He was also on Amazing Race, but I'm pretty sure there was a few people that on his season of Survivor that he casted in the first season of
White Lotus.
Yeah.
That's amazing, actually. Sick. The friendship paid off, for sure.
Very, very cool.
The first season, too. I like the first season a ton.
Yeah, me too. It's a great show. It was so good. All right, let's talk about the episode. 4 points I want to talk about. First up, Charity gets the one-on-one. We will talk about Kat jumping in, but we'll do that next. My personal opinion with Charity and Zach, I don't really feel the chemistry. And I kind of felt the same way. I feel the same way towards Zach and Gabby. I feel like there's something missing. It's also in Charity's defense, it's kind of hard when your date, you're a sack of potatoes and he's running around with you. Do you remember that part? Did you see that?
A sack of potatoes.
He basically picked her up like a sack of potatoes and ran around, a little obstacle course with her. So that in itself is hard, but I don't know. Like, I think she's going to be around. To me, she has like Bachelorette potential. Definitely would be a big sought after person in Paradise. I don't really see the chemistry with her and Zach. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree. Sack of potatoes makes it hard. You're the only one that can pull that off, you and Serena. But I agree. I think the chemistry, like you said, with Charity, isn't as good either. I don't know. I feel like Zach's the type of guy that it seems like he knows who he really likes right away almost. But
I agree.
Maybe he's not all that honest with himself about it, because I'll see him like shut someone down so quickly.
Like he did with Jess.
Yeah. I'm trying to work my way through this. Yeah, exactly. It seems like he knows he doesn't like them, but he's I don't know how to describe it.
Obviously he's got to keep people there at the show.
Of course.
I don't know if it's that he doesn't like them. I just think there are certain people that I think Zach has great chemistry with and he's very into, and he just isn't there with the other girls. And maybe he's keeping them around because maybe he thinks he could get there. You know, with Charity, this is his tell, right? He says like, wow, like I can't believe how great she is. Like, she's so great. Like, he keeps saying they're great. Like, when I'm at the beginning of a relationship, like if you are like, we were in Paradise, if you're like, so how's Serena? And if I was like,
She's great.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't give a shit about her, basically.
Yeah, she's really great, you know?
Great person.
I think Zach has a type. You can see it.
Oh, 100%.
It's Kate. Yeah. It's Kate. And Kat, right? It was Kat. Kat, the one that made out. Yeah, Katie and Kat look pretty similar, like, you know, compared to most people on the planet. So I think that's his type.
Yeah. Honestly, if there's going to be one thing that you need to be the lead, you need to have no type.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can't have a type. I don't got no type.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the last rose ceremony, the girl standing out there, I was like, okay, the man has a type.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If there's one thing we know about Zach, is the man has a type.
Yeah. And honestly, I think Jess was his type too. I just think he thought he could just take his time with her. And then because he cried after she left, cried. So
that's what I'm saying, because someone of his type went home. You know?
Sure, it's so true. Yeah.
He doesn't like to see his type leave. But when someone else leaves, he's not crying. But he's like, damn, she was my type. Tears start flowing, dude.
But Kat interrupts. So Zach comes in, and it's the first time everyone has seen Zach. And he's going to take Charity on a date. And right before he goes to take Charity on a date, Kat pulls him aside and makes out with him. And then he goes back in the room and takes Charity on a date. Now, is there any rules when there's 30-something women or there's 15 left, whatever there is, dating one guy? I guess there is no real rules. If there is one rule, it's probably right before you're about to go on a date. Like, that is actually the worst time to pull him. Now, she did that, and then, which is, like, fine. If you're going to make that power move, make it, but then own it. And I feel like when Brooklyn started calling her out, then it became like, oh, she's being mean to me. Well, it's like, well, you opened yourself up for this. You did it. Own it. Fuck it. Who cares? And now I feel like she's playing the victim card. And Brooklyn, I think she was right to call. I think I have no issue with her calling her out, but now I feel like she's harping on it a little too long.
Yeah. Yeah. Mixed feelings. I think like you said, I mean, at that point, especially, you definitely should be focusing on your connection. Now, we both went through the process. Actually, you were like a night one, right? But
yeah.
I
don't take offense to it. It's okay.
No, okay. Yeah, no, it's funny. I didn't need to bring it up, but no, it's like you spend way more time with the guy, like the girls or the guys than with the lead, right? So there should be somewhat loyalty, or like at least
respect.
You know, respect. Yeah, because you spend so much time with them, you're all in the same boat. There's you have a lot in common with them. You know, it's easy to empathize with them because you don't want someone to do that to you. So I think that, you know, I respect what she did, but I think she should definitely own it. Because she knew, yes, it might have a connection, like it might help the connection with Zach, but it's definitely going to hurt your connection with everyone else, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, you have to, like, you went and did this, and it's fine that you did it because you're there for Zach and not there to make friends. But then don't be shocked when everyone's like, you're a fucking asshole.
For sure.
It's like, you did what you did. Own it.
You started it. So
you started it. You can't start it and then back off.
Yeah. And I think she had, he had lip gloss all over his face too, or something like that. Like, it was very clearly visible.
He was shooken. He was like, oh no. Like, because it's obvious that he is very attracted to Kat. So, but yeah, that was that. Okay. And then, Jess ends up going home. That was an awkward conversation. He cried after, she was crying. My opinion, I don't think her point came across very well when she was talking to Zach. He also got hung up on like the fact that she wanted a one-on-one. And I think like he could have let that go. I think Zach gets in his head thinking people are there for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Cause I didn't understand why he, like, what did he think the one-on-one, like she was wanting airtime or something.
I think that's where, cause you know, I think we have to remember that like the leads also do come in like somewhat insecure. You know, they didn't get picked on the last season. They went through their shit and now their guard is up a little bit. And I feel like he does that. I think Jess articulated herself very well on the way back in the car. She made a perfect point. Like, I want that time, and she should want it. Like, if he's into her, really into her, he should want to take her on a one-on-one. So yeah, I get her point.
Sure. I think he was, I didn't understand where he was getting upset. Like, he has a strong connection with her. She's beautiful. He really likes her. She's a great time, right? Why wouldn't he want to spend the day with her? Like, I don't understand. Like, he should have been like, yeah, I want that too. I don't know. Well,
because I think he wanted his cake and wanted to eat it, you know? He didn't want her to leave because he clearly still likes her. And I think she's a backup, right? Like, if something goes wrong with somebody else, there's Jess, and then I could pursue that. And I think Jess felt like a backup, and that's why she freaked out. Either way, don't think he was going to choose her. So
yeah. Like, I guess that goes back to the point of like what we said earlier. Like, he's not honest with himself. And that, yeah. You know, it's just like, know that, and, you know, don't make sure she's not leaving covered in tears, right?
It is also hard, you know, in his defense, right? You know, there's the realness of it, and it's still a TV show. Like, he can't just walk in and do what Claire did and like choose one guy and then say like peace out, because then we don't have a show.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so there's all that too. So I don't know. I think she will be in paradise, but I just don't think she would have ended up with Zach anyways. Okay, last but not least, we'll be quick. Ariel, they go on a date. They there's naked people in a sauna. Regardless, they have great chemistry. Ariel, when she's interviewing, she's engaging, she's perfect for the show, she's very comfortable, she's charming. I think she is a awesome character, and I think and Zach's really into her, and I think you really see their chemistry.
I think she's great. I think the sauna thing was weird. I think the hot tub with the naked couple, you know, the hot tub water was probably really gross. But I think she's great. She's funny. Yeah. She seems to be really witty. I feel like she almost – I don't want to sound like I'm dissing Zach at all, but I feel like she's almost like – he's not – I mean, he's not like that. You know, they have good chemistry, but I feel like she's leading the way, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does, because she is like – she's just very comfortable in front of the camera. And I think she's very comfortable with who she is as a person. And that comes across. I personally, she is now my, if she doesn't get picked by Zach and doesn't end up with Zach, she is my number one vote to be the Bachelorette.
Oh, wow. That's coming from you. That's big. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think. I think she'd be great. Okay.
She could definitely own the room for sure.
That wraps up the episode. Katie's coming on pretty quick. We'll talk about the clickbait of the week. Briefly, it's pretty good. I spotted my very sweet friend's husband, on a dating app. And what I did will leave most of you outraged. So I think this whole thing's kind of ridiculous, because if a married person is on a dating app,
he clearly doesn't give care about getting caught.
Yeah, so it must be like swinger couple or something.
That's what I would think. But anyways, she thought about it, the woman that wrote this, and then decided not to tell her friend. Which, me personally, if one of my good friend's wife was on a dating app, I'm definitely telling them. But I just feel like if somebody's on a dating app that's married, they clearly, it must be some kind of open relationship.
Yeah, I think what I would do, because it's so uncertain, I would want to tell, that's my knee-jerk reaction is tell them. But I think what I would do is probably talk to them, and work the conversation, bring up Bumble, see and maybe even ask them, hey, if you saw your friend's husband on a dating app, would you tell them, see what they would do and do what they would do? I don't know.
I would literally call up my friend. Let's say it was you, Aaron. I'd be like, Aaron, guess what? Your wife's on a dating app. You might want to look into that.
I would say, so am I, dude. We're trying to match with each other.
Maybe that is what they're trying to do. Maybe they're trying to match with each other. Oh, that's funny. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Let us know your thoughts. If you're married and you're monogamous, stay off a dating app because it's not the place for you.
Yeah. Right. If I saw you on one, I would assume it was a catfish because you're so famous.
Thank you. Thank you. I always love when the guest co-host talks about how famous I am because it doesn't get brought up enough on this podcast and I feel slightly shorted. Okay. Everyone, I think it's the perfect time to bring on our guest. Here is another woman who I do believe has great chemistry with Zach. You've been watching her this whole season. Everyone, please welcome Katie to the podcast. All right, Katie. Katie, what's up? Welcome to Clickbait. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're good. Aaron?
Doing well. Katie, good to meet you.
Good to meet you as well. I'm super excited to be on here. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course. Okay. So let's, I'm going to Toronto in 3 hours. And
stop.
Yes. You're a Canadian, correct?
I am. Proud of it too.
Okay. And you're from Kingston. Right?
Yes. So it's about 2.5 hours outside of Toronto, depending how fast you drive. You could probably make it in 2. Mom, I hope you're not listening. But yeah, it's a little outside Toronto. Yeah.
Okay. So my wife is from Markham.
Okay. Yes. I've heard about this. That's amazing.
Okay. Okay. Nice.
Are you going to see your family?
Yeah. We're going to see your family.
Okay. Cool.
Oh yeah. I'm just going to be there for the weekend and then head back to New York. So.
Awesome.
So, thank you. So what do you live in Austin now? What do you do for a living?
Yeah. So I'm a travel nurse. I came down to Texas about the first week of April of last year, which is super exciting. It's always been a dream of mine to be a travel nurse. So I made it happen and I was in San Antonio for my first little bit. And then I moved to Austin the first week of August. So I haven't been here too long and then I had to leave for filming. So yeah.
Did you ever run into Zach before the show?
I did not run into Zach before the show.
Are you lying to me?
I'm not lying.
Okay. Did you run
into my eyes? I'm not blinking.
It seemed like maybe she was lying.
I think she's lying to us.
Oh, yeah, that's relax. Okay.
That's okay. How did you wind up on the show?
So my Aunt Jill nominated me and
Aunt Jill.
I was super excited. Yeah, Aunt Jill. Thank you, Aunt Jill. But when I first got the email, I thought it was a spam. And I told my friend, I'm like, look at this. This is so funny. She's like, no, Katie, I actually think that's serious. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. And then I actually wasn't going to come. I think it was when I first got the official phone call that heads up, or I mean, sorry, green light and thumbs up. I was shaking in my boots. I was like, I don't think I'm going to come. And it was just for a few things. I just got settled in Austin. I had a great friend group, loved my job. And the thing with travel nursing is you're on contract. So I would have had to have broken that contract, which isn't a good look, obviously. So I was extremely apprehensive and Yeah, I got.
Did you watch the show before?
So I've watched the show before. Aaron, I've actually seen your season. Zach's season, I actually didn't really watch that much.
She was like, Aaron, by the way, you were my least favorite.
Yeah. By the way, you're the worst.
I want to give him his podcast.
What were your thoughts? I mean, you watched Aaron. What are your thoughts on him? Just be honest.
My best friends actually know. They have favorite for sure.
Hey, let's go. I was about to say, if I'm not your favorite, keep it to yourself. You know, obviously.
Well, I'll just go fuck myself.
Was there?
No.
I was making you mad.
You're great.
I appreciate it.
Okay. So night one, you meet Zach. What are your thoughts? It seems honestly like you're one of the few women that really seem to have like great chemistry with him and have had it from the beginning. Just like go back to that, to night one and your thoughts on Zach.
Yeah, night one was extremely nerve wracking. I think immediately when I got in the limo, I was like, what the actual heck am I doing here? Because I remember the girls talking about their like designer dresses, how they got them fitted to them. And like, I'm sitting here looking at my dress. I'm like, I went to Marshall's. I got these shoes on sale. Like, I'm nice. Like, I stick
Shout
out like
a
sore
Marshall's.
Thumb.
Shout out to Marshall's. Good start.
But when I first met Zach, I was like, holy crap, like so handsome, so tall. And I was just super excited to meet him. And I knew he was like a very genuine guy. So I was just hoping that that showed through our conversations.
Yeah, I think it did. Do you have, dating prior, do you have a type? We talked about before you got out, just so you know, we talked about Zach. We believe that Zach has a type and think you are that type.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have a type?
I was going to say, if I know one thing about Zach, it seems like he has a type.
Yeah. Do you have a type?
I would just say that. So basically, I know just like a good guy that is super funny. I really like funny guys. I like guys that
are over six foot,
good smile. And honestly, just a good heart, kind-hearted guy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's go to your date. You get a one-on-one. You guys get a whole museum by yourselves and then you spend the night. So let's just go right to spending the night. Were you shocked about that? Let's get right into the good stuff, okay?
Get right into it.
Okay. Were you shocked when he asked you to spend the night? Because that doesn't happen on the show.
Yeah, no. I was super shocked, super excited, though, when he did ask me. And I didn't really know what to think of it at the time. But when we walked around the corner and we saw kind of like the camp set up in the tent, I was like blown away. I thought it was so cute, so romantic. And the thing with me, though, is like I'm really bad at sleeping. Like I have a white noise machine and all this stuff. So sleeping in that tent wasn't it. It wasn't the play for me. I like you could hear like construction off in the distance, Zach kind of snoring a little bit, and I just couldn't sleep. Hence why I was like, I got no sleep. I think Zach got a little bit of sleep, but not me.
Okay. Okay. And you guys pushed the beds together.
Oh, heck yeah, we did.
Was it cold in there? You guys had to snuggle up for warmth. It was purely survival, right?
Purely survival. It was actually quite chilly in there. But he basically, so like, I remember we were having a conversation and then he was like, okay, good night. And I was like, what? So I started talking again. I'm like, I don't think I heard that right. And then, okay, good night. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, good night.
So he's like, stop talking. Is that?
Yeah, he's like, shut the fuck up.
Okay, so
I'm like, all right, well. Nothing happened for those who think.
Well, when you came in and said you didn't get much sleep, that I feel like that was like,
I know. Yeah. It's just because I literally have such a hard time sleeping. The girls even can attest to this because I always had my white noise machine. We'd play the thunderstorm sounds. Like, I'm just hard of sleeping. So,
did you feel after that, going back into the house, that any of the girls were jealous of you? Jealous of because that,
I mean,
that does give you somewhat of an edge. You did spend the night with them.
Yeah, I think, you know, what's so amazing about the girls in the house, they're so supportive. But yeah, I think there may have been like a level of, you know, jealousy, like they wanted a date like that. So I get that. Like, whoa, most of us, if not all of us, for the most part, were there for Zach and genuinely wanted that connection. So that is such an intimate time that you do get with him. So I can see that.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Is there any girls you don't like?
No, I do like all of them. Yeah. Everybody's so different in their own way. And truly they are beautiful inside and out. There are some girls that like, I wouldn't have a close relationship afterwards for sure. But
you want to name any names? You can.
No
Safe
comment.
Space.
No comment.
Smart. Okay. So then we'll fast forward, Zach, you guys all go to London. London mm-hmm. seems great. I'm sure you had a great time, right? You love London, don't you?
Yeah. Saw so much of it.
Okay. Zach gets COVID. You make the decision to go up to his room, knock on the door, and talk to him through the door.
Yes.
Why did you do that? And were you happy about it after?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. Yeah, I was super excited to do that only because, well, there's many reasons why I wanted to do that. But I think like the way I pictured it is, you know, kind of how the show pans out. And I had my one-on-one already. And I was like, okay, like I'm going to have like moments here, moments there get stolen away. And I'm like, okay, so like what, like how am I going to further build a connection with this man that potentially I'm going to be engaged to at the end? And how do I show my initiative that I do care for him? So yeah, I was like, okay, like maybe like a little gift basket, some soup, some tea, get some slippers. There's a little teddy bear in there too. And I was like, I don't know how this conversation's going to go through the door. It could be extremely awkward or it could go really well. And it went really well. And I think Zach was really appreciative of it for sure.
I think so. Okay. So I had a question for you now. If you didn't do that and the first time you see Zach is when he's about to go on his date with Charity, would you have considered pulling him there?
No.
Like Kat did? No. Okay. And why not? Because.
So I know this is a little bit of a hot topic right now, but for me, that was Charity's day. That was Charity's moment. And I respect all the girls, and I'm not saying Kat doesn't, but I think there was a better time to do that, more appropriate. And I understand that we're all vying for his time. We all like need to take that initiative, but that just wasn't the time for it in my perspective.
I agree.
And I think the kiss too, it was not a good feeling to be in there. And then when Brooklyn said her piece on it, it's just like, it was a very uncomfortable situation. It was a very hostile environment. And I wanted to leave so bad. Anytime there's like negativity in
drama.
The room. Yeah. I just like, I want to hit the ground running, but it was just a very awkward moment. But I understand both sides, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I get it. Let's talk about the group witch date. You guys had like this, moment where you locked eyes and it was like you guys talked to each other via, I don't know, brainwaves, I guess.
Yeah, brainwaves, exactly.
How was that?
It was really cool. It was an interesting moment, like nothing I'd ever experienced before. Obviously, it's not something you do on a date usually. If you do, whatever, but it's not what I do. And
did it feel magical, like legitimately?
It was actually such an intimate moment. And it's like staring into somebody's eyes that long. It's like you get to know them on a different level. I thought it was very personal and I loved it. And like I said, I was like, when I was looking at him, I was looking, you know, at him, seeing my future with him. Like, can I see this? And I was really reflecting back on that. So.
You weren't like in your head. I personally would have been in my head like, what am I doing? What's happening?
Yeah. I think
a lot of girls felt that way too.
Yeah.
I didn't know people actually called themselves witches. I thought that was like a negative. I don't
like
know.
Hocus pocus them?
Yeah, like they call themselves magicians, and witches like a
magician. No, they're different.
There's witches out there. What right now in the house, how do you feel you stand amongst the other girls with Zach currently?
I think I feel good about our connection at this given moment. But you genuinely don't know what's going on with the other girls and their connections. Like some girls will come back and they'll say, okay, yeah, we had an amazing time, this, this, and that. And then other girls are a little more private. And I totally understand that too. So it's kind of hard. You just gotta, you know, put yourself out there. And like, to me, I was like, I am who I am. I'm showcasing my personality and who I am. And if he likes it, he likes it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And hopefully, you know what I mean? I just didn't put like too much pressure on me.
Smart, smart. Do you, what were your thoughts when Jess left? Were you shocked by that?
I was so shocked. I remember sitting on the couch and I don't know if it was, one of the girls told me they thought Jess left and then Zach came in and confirmed it. And I was like actually shocked at that time. And Jess is such an amazing person. She has a big spot in my heart. And I think watching that back, I felt for her. And I totally get it. And everybody has their opinion about this, but I understand that like when you do have that one-on-one with somebody, you get that intimate time. You get, you know, some people like need that time to open up because if, you know, for people that know that have been in this environment, you only get like sectioned off times. And sometimes you don't even get those moments with them. So, I mean, I get it. I get
I mean, the truth is, and only people from the show really know this. I don't even know it because I wasn't really on it. But if you don't,
that's true.
If you don't get a one-on-one, you're not going to make it to the end. Like, I don't think in the history of the show, I don't think anyone's ended up with the lead that didn't get a one-on-one. Like it's that time is 100% crucial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't get a one-on-one and didn't work out for me. And I think Jess was one of my favorites. She seemed so sweet. So when I watched that, I'm not going to lie, I was upset. I was so surprised.
Yeah. I think we all were very surprised, to be honest.
And watching your season back and like, I knew you were not going to get on one-on-one.
Yeah. I just
knew you weren't going to make it. Like I knew it. Like I watched, I was like, this guy's not there. And then you were in Paradise and
Twice,
it also
right?
Didn't work out.
You were in Paradise a few times.
So I went to Paradise again, and it also didn't work out again.
Yeah.
No, I knew you weren't going to get a one-on-one, too. I knew you weren't going to get one rose.
Settle down, boys.
Okay, so talking about roses here, you're at the rose ceremony. Of course, you get a rose. I personally, even if you tell me you were surprised, I'm not going to believe you. Because you weren't surprised, were you? You knew you were getting a rose.
I was confident in that moment.
Okay, good. And then you find out you're going to Budapest. How excited are you for that?
I was super excited. Never been to Budapest, so I was super like thrilled to see what Budapest had to offer.
Before the show, where have you been? Were you lucky enough to travel?
I've been to a few spots, but I would say nursing school occupied a lot of my time. But been like out to Lake Louise in Canada. I've been to Thailand. I've been to Miami a couple times.
Hey.
California. But okay. Yeah, I've been to a few spots.
Nice. What are you doing right now? Are you travel nursing? Are you under contract?
Yeah, I'm under contract right now in Austin, and I love it here. I thought I was going to be here for like 3-6 months, and I was like, nah, I love it here too much. I'm not going anywhere.
Dirty 6th Street, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been on 6th Street for sure.
Hey.
Are you a barbecue girl? Any good barbecue spots you hit up?
Oh, yeah. There's some good barbecue spots. There's Franklin's Barbecue, which is really good. And
have you been there?
Black's Barbecue. Yeah, it's so good.
It was one of my first. Places are great.
Yeah, it was one of my first barbecue spots. Huge lineups, but it goes by pretty quick.
Okay, Terry Black's or Franklin's?
Mm, I love Terry Black's pork ribs. Like, I could crush those. They're so good.
Okay. What's the food out in Kingston, where you're from?
Poutine. Lots of poutine. And it's the best when you've had a couple soda pops, too. Like, a good old
what's poutine? Do I not know?
It's fries. It's French fries with cheese curds and gravy. It's a Canadian thing.
Unreal.
But I'm going to be honest. I don't really, when I go to Toronto, I don't really ever see poutine. I thought poutine was more of a Montreal thing.
Well, I think just like all around, it's definitely popular in Canada, but go to like Smoke's Poutine or I don't know. There's some, even like McDonald's poutines. I know some people are probably going to listen and be like, that's disgusting, but it's actually really good.
That sounds, hey, Katie, I have a game for you. We have to play, okay?
All right, Katie, we're going to play. Yeah, we're going to play a game. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to essentially just rapid fire questions. Answer, you know, don't lie, obviously. All right. What is the first thing you do after you wake up? Obviously not make your bed.
Check my phone.
What is your favorite holiday?
Ooh, Christmas.
Where is one place in the world that you have to visit? You must go.
The Maldives, 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 however you say it.
Maldives.
Okay, thank you.
What is your go-to cocktail?
Ooh, espresso martini.
Let's go. That's a good one. Cats or dogs?
Dogs all the way. Sorry, cats.
They're taking it personally for sure. What is the best dating advice you've ever received?
Be happy with who you are individually before giving yourself and becoming in a relationship.
Oh, who told you that? That sounds nice.
I think I heard it on a podcast.
you just made it up. What is the screensaver on your phone?
Palm trees.
Okay, okay. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock. Picture, obviously.
Mine's Evanescence, Wake Me Up Inside.
Right? Stop.
Wake me up. Oh my God.
Wake me up inside.
I sing both. One time I got drunk, I sang both parts of it on stage at a bar.
That doesn't surprise me.
It was actually bad. I'm not a singer. It's bad. All right. And what is one piece of advice you would give to anyone who goes on The Bachelor in the future?
Just be yourself. Don't have like these made up answers or this way that, you know, you should be. Just truly be yourself.
Can't go wrong with that. Sounds great.
It's what I always say. Just go on the show, be yourself,
and it
probably won't work out.
Yeah. Get set home night one, baby.
Yep. All right, Katie. Thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it. Can't wait to watch you the rest of the season. We're rooting for you here.
Thank
we
you.
Don't know what happens, but we do think you're one of the front runners. So
yeah, it seems like you're his type, Katie. It was great to meet you.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. It was a pleasure meeting you as well. And thanks for having me out here.
You got it. And also, Katie, make your bet. Come on. What time is it?
Yeah, I know. My bet.
All right. That was Katie. She was great. I think her and Zach have some real chemistry. What do you think?
I think she's great. Big smile, super bubbly. I think she brings great energy. I see what Zach sees in her for sure. I think they're going to, you know, I think they might go pretty. I think they might go all the way.
I think so, too. And honestly, you know, it's so refreshing when someone comes on this podcast or on the show and you can just tell they really are who they are and they don't really put too much. They don't overthink it. Right. And she doesn't. Yeah. She just seems to be having a good time. And like she came on here and she was having a good time. So really rooting for her.
Yeah, I think her not putting too much pressure on herself or anything is really what's setting her apart and probably what, you know, Zach likes so much.
For sure.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you for having me today. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. And thank you to Katie for being here.
Of course, Aaron. And as always, make sure to subscribe and submit all your burning questions. We want to know what clickbait you want us to get into. DM us, hit us up. You know where to find us at ClickbaitBN on Instagram. All the links to all our socials are on that page. Also, they are still casting for men to date our next bachelorette. If you are single or you know someone who is single, go to our website to nominate or apply at BachelorNation.com/apply.
Share your stories with us. We want to know what clickbait you're looking at this week. And Prime members, make sure to listen to Clickbait ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. But before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Aaron, my friend, this was actually a lot of fun. Thank you so much for being here. And to our listeners, we love you guys. Thank you. And guess what? We'll see you here next week. Bye. Bye, everyone.